I'm Stephen Pythman. Welcome to Connections. It's an odd fact that the best-known Spanish music of the late 19th and early 20th centuries is actually by French composers. Of course, Spain was just across the mountains, and a train route between the two countries was completed in 1864. But more to the point were the Spanish musical forms that could be exploited and that audiences would recognize and appreciate. In the next hour, the French perspective on its southern neighbor, from Bizet's Carmen to Debussy's Iberia, from Chabrier's España to Ravel's Bolero. Do you know the Symphonie Espagnole by the French composer Lalo? Tchaikovsky wrote in a letter to his patroness, "The work has given me great enjoyment. It is so fresh and light and contains piquant rhythms and melodies that are beautifully harmonized." His enthusiasm has been shared by audiences since the Symphonie Espagnole was first heard in 1875. Although it's not a symphony in the usual sense, as Lalo explained, it conveyed my thought, a violin in Spanish style soaring above the rigid form of an old symphony. The first movement is performed by violinist Maxime Vengeroff with the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Antonio Papano.
Thank you.
Violinist Maxime Vengerov with Antonio Papano leading the Philharmonia Orchestra in the first movement of Edouard Lalo's Symphonie Espagnole. With this work, Lalo launched the vogue for Spanish-style music in France, although there is nothing Spanish in his background. Leo Delibes, however, did have a Spanish connection. His brother Michel moved to Spain and was the grandfather of the much-honored modern Spanish novelist Miguel Delibes, who died in 2010. Leo Delibes is known today for his ballet music for Sylvia and Coppelia, but his song The Young Women of Cadiz was once a popular favorite, recorded by everyone from Lily Pons to Jeanette MacDonald. The singer is a young woman who has just returned from a bullfight and a dance and flirtingly asks a neighbor how she looks in her new dress. As performed by Ana Maria Martinez, it still has the power to charm.
Où me trouver la taille fine
Ana Maria Martinez sang The Young Women of Cadiz. In 1875, the year after Delibes' song was published, came the premiere of Georges Bizet's Carmen. Although Bizet was born and lived in Paris, he had several Spanish friends, and from one learned the song El Arreglito, an excerpt performed here by the Choir a Cappella of France. Bizet thought El Arreglito was a folk song and used it as the basis for an aria in Act I of Carmen. When he learned that it was actually by Basque composer Sebastián Eradié, who had died 10 years earlier, he added an acknowledgement in the vocal score and paid royalties to Eradié's estate. Translated, Bizet's version begins, "Love is a rebellious bird that no one can tame. He has never known the law. If you don't love me, I still love you. And if I love you, you'd better watch out." Leontine Price is Carmen.
Oh,
Leontine Price sang the Habanera from Bizet's Carmen with the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Herbert von Karajan. Bizet used a number of Spanish dance styles in Carmen, including the jota. Saint-Saëns' version of the dance, his Jota Aragonés, dates from 1881. It's delightfully scored but seldom performed. Jeffrey Simon leads the London Philharmonic.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Simon led the London Philharmonic in Saint-Saëns' Ota Aragonese. Much better known, in fact, one of the most popular Spanish-style orchestral works ever, is Emmanuel Chabrier's España from 1883. Chabrier is the first composer we've heard so far who actually visited Spain, a trip that led directly to this, his most famous work. Paul Paré conducts the Detroit Symphony in a performance that almost reaches out and grabs you by the ears.
Thank you.
the Detroit Symphony, conducted by Paul Paré, in España, by Emmanuel Chabrier. In a moment, more Spanish music from France. I'm Stephen Pythman. You're listening to Connections from Capital Public Radio. Jules Massenet was a prolific composer whose Spanish-themed works include an opera on Don Quixote and a ballet based on the legendary hero of the Middle Ages, El Cid. Richard Bonning led the National Philharmonic Orchestra in the Aubade from Jules Massenet's ballet, The Cid, from 1883. Unlike Massenet, Claude Debussy spent time in Spain for a single afternoon in the Basque city of San Sebastian near the French border. But even so, he composed a great deal of Spanish music, and his skill is obvious in Evening in Granada, which one writer calls one of Debussy's astounding ventures into the musical expression of perception and a daring experiment in the cross-cutting of themes. The pianist is Jean-Eflam Bavouzet. Jean-Yves Bavouzet performed Debussy's Evening in Granada, which the great Spanish composer Manuel de Falla called the greatest Spanish work for piano. He also said that Debussy's Iberia taught Spanish composers a more subtle way of using their own folklore. Even though the work cites no Spanish melodies, it's all Debussy from start to finish. In the final movement, A Festival Morning, the composer eventually turns the entire string section into what sounds like a colossal guitar. Bernard Haitink leads the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra.
Thank you.
A Festival Morning from Iberia by Claude Debussy, performed by the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, conducted by Bernard Haitink. In 1907, Maurice Ravel composed his Rhapsodie Espagnole, reflecting the profound influence of the Spanish musical heritage of his Basque mother, making Ravel the first major French composer with a direct Spanish connection. As a child, he heard his mother sing folk songs from her country, inspiring his long list of Spanish-style works, although it is one written in 1928 that has earned the composer his greatest notoriety. Bolero became Ravel's most famous work, much to the surprise of the composer, who had predicted that orchestras would refuse to play it, since it stretched out a single musical idea to around 15 minutes. "I've written only one masterpiece, Bolero," he once said jokingly. "Unfortunately, there's no music in it." Audiences beg to differ. It may not be wise to hear it too often, but when everything falls into place, as in this performance by the Boston Symphony under Charles Munch, it can quicken the pulse more effectively than almost any other work.
Thank you.
Charles Munch led the Boston Symphony Orchestra in Bolero by Maurice Ravel, a fitting finale to an hour of Spanish music from the French perspective. I'm Stephen Pythman, inviting you to join me again for Connections. Recording engineer was Mark Jones. Connections is a production of Capital Public Radio.